This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Every day you speak enough words to write a book. Check your content as we examine Proverbs chapters 10 through 13. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
In Proverbs chapter 10, we begin a sort of good news, bad news section in this very practical book. The first sentence of each proverb states a fact, and the second sentence records a truth that is just the opposite. For instance, Proverbs 10, verse 7, "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." Or take Proverbs 11, 1, "A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight." These wise sayings are contrasting proverbs, presenting a good and bad in a way that shows the danger of the bad and the value of the good. One verse God has used to touch my heart here is Proverbs 12, verse 18. "Reckless words pierce like a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing." Years ago, I heard Paul Little of InterVarsity Fellowship give a little sermon on this passage. He said, "It's hard to get the toothpaste back into the tube. If you say something that you later regret, it's like feathers in a windstorm. If you cut open a pillow and shake the feathers out during a high wind, it's hard to get them back. So the best thing is to think before you speak. Will my words pierce someone and cause anguish and pain, or will they bring comfort and healing? The tongue can dispense poison or medicine. All of us have felt the painful thrust of false, unkind words. And we have also received that precious word of encouragement when our spirits were low. It's not enough just to keep our mouths shut. There must be that positive word that ministers grace to the hearers." One of my close associates in the Navigators for many years was Rod Sargent. Rod was a man of very few words, and one day I asked him about it. He told me that he had read somewhere that the average person says enough words every day to fill a book. Rod said, "That's kind of scary when you remember that the Bible says that one day what you've said in secret will be shouted from the housetops." So he determined that he was going to think before he spoke. He made a conscious effort to honor God and help others by what he said. The tongue has great power. Is there someone to whom you should go today and ask forgiveness for a word spoken in haste? Or someone to whom you could go and offer a word of encouragement? It costs so little, and it does so much good. The tongue of the wise brings healing. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
During the month of July, a free copy of the booklet Born to Reproduce is yours for the asking. We believe its challenging and practical message on spiritual multiplication can be a turning point in your Christian life. To receive your free copy of Born to Reproduce, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a look at the million-dollar art of motivation from Proverbs chapters 14 through 17 on Daily Discipleship.